USA Radio News with John DeMester.
The editorial page in the Friday edition of the Capital Gazette simply listing the names of the journalists shot and killed Thursday afternoon in Annapolis, Maryland. The heading simply saying this page intentionally left blank today to commemorate the victims of Thursday shootings at our office. Meantime, investigators learning more about that attack. Here is Wes Adams. He's the state attorney.
Evidence that suggested a coordinated attack, the barricading of a back door, and the use of a tactical approach and hunting down and shooting the innocent victims in this case.
The president says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy July 9th. Kennedy announcing on Wednesday he'd retire this summer. The president with a list that he's narrowed down. The AP saying two women on his short list. Pro-lifers are hopeful the president will pick someone who will protect the unborn, some calling it the battle of our lifetimes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Tehran's government resuming operations at an Iranian nuclear plant shut down nearly a decade ago. Leaders saying they want it ready in the event talks with the European Union about saving the nuclear agreement fall through. Their nuclear chief earlier this month ordering preparations to increase after the U.S. pulled out of that disastrous agreement. Canada's prime minister finalizing plans to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. The plan's expected to hit nearly $12.5 billion worth of U.S. goods with tariffs. Canadian provinces pledging over $1.5 billion in aid to Canadian companies affected by those tariffs that include Canadian worker retraining and marketing assistance to grow Canadian employers. And a new poll says the majority of U.S. public doesn't want the Supreme Court to overturn the landmark abortion legalization case, Roe v. Wade. The poll conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, releasing its results to the public right after the president announces he'd appoint a new justice to overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
It's not only liberal protesters calling for ICE to be abolished. We get details from USA Radio's Chris
Barnes.
More
than a dozen U.S. immigration agents calling on the Department of Homeland Security to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. About 19 ICE investigators signing a letter they sent to Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen calling on the department to eliminate the agency and shift its work to another bureau. The agents explain they're concerned that the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration is preventing them from carrying out their other important duties. The agents suggest there should be two bureaus, one for criminal investigations and one for immigrant deportations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and advisor to the President Ivanka Trump presenting the 18th annual Trafficking in Persons report at the State Department. John Clements has more.
The report highlighted how the Trump administration has been working to elevate the issue of human trafficking. Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice by a corrupt regime.
And forecasters say it could be nearly 100 degrees during the New York City triathlon, some 5,000 athletes participating on Monday. This is USA Radio News.